Chapter 6 Questions 1. Why is a protein's conformation important for carrying out its function? 2. What properties of the amino acids in a protein relate to protein folding? 3. Does the eluate containing your RFP appear less bright or brighter than it did in the cell lysate following centrifugation? If there is a noticeable difference in the intensity of the red color, what might account for that? 4. What characteristic of RFP is used as the basis for separation by column chromatography? 5. How might the column chromatography procedure be adjusted or modified to increase the purity of the RFP sample? Did you know? Chimeric proteins. When you determined which bacteria had taken up the recombinant plasmid that had the RFP gene, you were able to see the transformed colony because the bacteria fluoresced red when exposed to light. The ability of a fluorescent protein, FP, to light up is a powerful tool that is revolutionizing cell biology and biomedical research. Numerous FPs from different organisms have been isolated and even mutated to provide a toolbox of FP tags. The FPs can be attached to other molecules to monitor processes that occur inside cells and in the body as a whole. The function of a protein is directly related to its conformation, which is the result of protein folding. Other important pieces of information that shed light on a protein's role are its distribution, movement, interactions, and association with other proteins. To visualize these aspects of a protein, scientists create a molecule known as a fusion protein or a chimeric protein. A chimera is a mythical animal that has parts from different animals that contains both the protein of interest and an FP fused together. Scientists can measure fluorescence from a single FP, making fusion proteins powerful visualization tools. However, this procedure only works if the FP does not interfere with the protein's function. So, tests are run to ensure that a particular protein acts the same with and without the FP tag.